This news update is being brought to you by Agra Valley Services, Broadband Internet, and the AVS Tech Team serving Huron, Tuscola, and Santillac counties. By Rollins Paint and More, visit Sean and Rayanne today at Rollins Paint and More, your PPG Pittsburgh and Benjamin Moore Paint Store at the Light in downtown Bed X. And by McKenzie Jewelers of Bed X. If you don't know your diamonds, know your jewelers. McKenzie Jewelers of Bed X. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the WLEW Newsroom. I am Sierra Watson. The World Health Organization Europe chief has warned that monkeypox cases across the region have tripled in the last 2 weeks and called on countries to take stronger measures to ensure the previously rare disease does not become entrenched on the continent. In a statement on Friday, Dr. Hans Klug said increased efforts were needed despite the UN Health Agency's decision not to declare the escalating outbreak a global health emergency last week. Today, more than 5,000 monkeypox cases have been reported from 51 countries worldwide, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Klug said the number of infections in Europe presents about 90% of the global total. The Texas Supreme Court has blocked a lower court order that has given some abortion clinics confidence to resume performing abortions. The order handed down Friday night by the state's highest court comes just days after some abortion providers rushed to resume services. A lower court order issued this week by a Houston judge had reassured some doctors they could temporarily resume abortions up to 6 weeks into pregnancy. Before that, doctors across Texas had stopped performing abortions in the state after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and ended the constitutional right to abortion. We'll have more news on WLEW after this.
You know, she doesn't always know what you have in mind, what we call your intentions. Just how crazy are you about her? I mean, are you semi-serious? Sort of serious? Is she the one? These are questions that flow around in her mind. This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Eggs. Of course, the truth is, you are madly and crazy in love with her. People talk about how a couple fit together like hand and glove. As for the two of you, you didn't understand what a perfect fit really was until you met her. So, let's make your intentions clear, brilliantly clear, with a diamond cut so perfectly, it lights up the room when she walks in. If you want a ring that is uniquely hers, we can sit down and design a ring just for you. Together, McKenzie Jewelers, let's make your intentions brilliantly clear.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers, located at the north end of Bad X. Visit McKenzieJewelers.com or like us on Facebook.
McKenzie Jewelers and Bad X, honored to have served you, our community, and friends for over 35 years.
The North End of Bad X is a great place to shop and do business. Some of the fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store, McKenzie Jewelers, and Mortimer Lumber Company.
In more news, the deadliest smuggling attempt in U.S. history underscores the limitations of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's massive border security operation. Texas is spending $3 billion on a mission that includes National Guard members, jail for suspects arrested on trespassing charges, and buses to shuttle migrants to Washington, D.C. But the number of people found illegally crossing the nation's entire southern border is around its highest in two decades. Abbott has pointed the finger at the Biden administration. This week, Abbott said Texas state troopers would begin additional inspections of tractor trailers. State authorities haven't said how many trucks are being stopped. The Supreme Court's ruling on carbon emission controls on power plants this past week has cast light on the world of federal regulation. The ruling is seen as a potential blow to the fight against global warming, and it may have border implications, too. Federal regulations run through American life, touching on everything we consume, the air we breathe, the water we drink. Regulation has become the go-to way for presidents to make policy when they can't get Congress to pass a law. As on climate change, Barack Obama and Donald Trump did it, as so does Joe Biden. But the court's conservative majority said not so fast to Biden. We'll have more news on WLEW after this.
This is Sean at Rowan's Paint More in downtown Bad Axe. Rowan's Paint More is proud to announce it is now your full-line Benjamin Moore paint supplier for the thumb.
And this is Rayanne. At Rowan's Paint More, we are here to help you choose the right color and Benjamin Moore product to suit your specific needs.
Not all paints are created equal. Benjamin Moore paints are thick and strong enough to reduce the number of coats you need with twice the vibrant beauty, so you save time and money.
So stop in today and pick up a can or two of Benjamin Moore paint, plus all the supplies you need.
We're Rowan's Paint More, your full-line Benjamin Moore paint supplier at the Light in downtown Bad Axe. Benjamin Moore. Experience a different kind of paint store.
We also still carry the full line of PPG Pittsburgh paints.
In more news, prosecutors are signaling that they want to pursue the same charges against former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and eight others in the Flint crisis over lead-contaminated water. The move comes just a few days after the state Supreme Court said a document must be dismissed. The Attorney General's office responded by asking two Flint area judges who have been overseeing the cases to simply turn the indictments into common criminal complaints and let the charges proceed. Nine people were charged with crimes in 2021, including Snyder. The state Supreme Court said a one-judge grand jury had no power under Michigan to return indictments. Crews are searching Lake Superior and its shoreline for a woman reported missing in Metro Detroit. The Marquette County Sheriff's Office and U.S. Coast Guard are leading the search for 31-year-old Olivia Lauren Ernest, who was reported missing in Wixom on June 26. Wixom police informed deputies that she may be traveling to Marquette and she was threatening self-harm. Deputies located her vehicle on Burkhoe Road near County Road 550 and personal items belonging to her near the water and the Lake Superior shoreline. Several boats were launched to search the lake and shoreline, and a Coast Guard helicopter is scanning the area from above. So far, Ernest has not been located. The Marquette County Sheriff's Office will continue to investigate this situation and ask that anyone with any information about her location call deputies at 906-225-8435. We'll have more news on WLEW after this.
It's that time of year again. The festive season is upon us. It's Christmas in July. And while Santa's at the North Pole getting everything in order for December, the AVS Tech team is bringing the holiday spirit to summertime with a special gift to you. Right now at the AVS Tech team, purchase any new computer and receive a free gift. Throughout the month of July, all new desktop computers come with a free USB mouse and keyboard combo. And all new laptops come with a free USB mouse. And as always, we offer quality computers at reasonable prices. See what the holiday hubbub is all about by visiting your local AVS Tech team. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Pigeon and Sandusky and by appointment in Caro. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through July 29th or while supplies last. The AVS Tech Team, serving the Thumb's technology needs since 2008.
In local news, the deadline for the Huron County Bean Queen contest is Friday, July 8th. Contestants must be single between the ages of 17 and 25 as of September 1st, 2022, and the daughter or granddaughter of a Huron County bean grower who has grown dry beans within the last 5 years. The Huron County Bean Growers Association and local elevator sponsors the contest, and prizes are supplied by local participating agribusinesses. Anyone needing more information or an application form may stop in at MSU Extension, Huron County, temporarily located behind the Huron County Health Department, or call 989-269-9949. Forms are available at the Cooperative Elevator Company in Pigeon, Star of the West in Ramson, Bad Axe, ADM Edible Beans Specialties in Ubley, and Farmers Cooperative Grain Company in Kendi. There will be a musical entertainment this Saturday at Port Hope's Austin Farmers Market. During the market, the musical group Ruby T and Valentine will be performing at 10 a.m. Saturday on the stage that is adjacent to the community's historic gym. The musical trio plays a mix of classic rock and old school country music. Bringing a lawn chair or blanket to the concert is suggested. Also, give me 1 second. I did want to re-announce that Mr. Geiger wanted me to tell people that the Bad Axe Senior Dance Center is canceled. I'm sorry. The Tip of the Thumb Dance at Bad Axe Senior Center is canceled due to the band not being able to make it. He said he don't want you paying $5 to get there, and nothing is there, so he don't want you to come. But let's do a weather update with Mr. Steve Addison.
A pretty good weekend for us weather-wise for outdoor